Blessed are the clean of heart, for they shall see God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, we are still in the octave of All Saints, and in November, when we remember the holy suffering souls in purgatory, the church suffering. These souls detained there are remaining there until they are purified from their sins and fit for their place in heaven. It is your duty, children, to pray for the poor souls, especially for the souls of our own family members and friends. But you should also be aware that it is not a necessity that we go to purgatory after our death. Our Heavenly Father wants us to go to heaven as soon as we die. That's the reason we have the sacraments, especially the sacrament of penance, that we might be forgiven of our sins already on earth. Today I'll tell you about a Catholic schoolgirl who lived in Seattle, Washington in the 1930s and died when she was only 12. Her name was Peggy O'Neill, a very Irish name, Peggy meaning little pearl. She was born in November 1928 and attended Holy Rosary School in Seattle. In school, she always liked catechism, and once when the priest was telling the class about St. Therese the Little Flower, he noticed tears in Peggy's eyes. After school, she and some other girls stayed for a while to look at the pictures in the Little Flower biography. Peggy told the priest with a shy smile that she would like to be a sister, just like St. Therese was. When Peggy was in the fourth and fifth grades, she and her classmates formed a club in which they visited the Blessed Sacrament in the church every day. They always sung a hymn at each of the altars in connection to these visits. But in the summer of 1940, when Peggy had just completed the sixth grade, she became quite ill with measles. When her classmates returned to school in September, Peggy was not among them. The little group of her Blessed Sacrament club members waited anxiously for her return. But from day to day, Peggy became weaker until she was finally moved from her home to the children's hospital. In the hospital, she always seemed to recover for a time, but with each recovery, there was always a relapse. This seemed to be almost intentional, because Peggy told her mother, "Mother, I love my home, I love you and Daddy and everyone, but I want to go to my real home, Mother. I want to go to God." There simply was no fear of death in her, because for her, death was simply taking a journey to a new home with God. It seemed that all earthly wishes had left her, and she dreamed only of heaven. She did have some worries concerning religion, though. She was supposed to receive the sacrament of confirmation together with her class in April of 1941. When one of the nuns who taught in the Holy Rosary School visited her in November of 1940, she asked eagerly, "Do you think I'll make my confirmation?" The sister said, "Surely, Peggy, why, you are getting stronger already." Peggy sighed sadly as she looked wearily out of the window, saying, "But I'll have so much catechism to make up." Peggy's illness grew more serious with time. Frequent blood transfusions were necessary. All the members of the family willingly gave their blood several times. But finally, it was evident that Peggy was leaving to God. No earthly power could save her. In January 1941, she developed a pneumonia. This took all the little what remained of her strength, and the priest was called when it became obvious that Peggy's last moments had come. After receiving the last sacraments, she was very tired and asked the priest, "Father, if I die now, will I have to stop off any place?" The priest answered kindly, "No, Peggy, I don't think that you will have to stop any place. You will soon be with God in heaven." After that, Peggy's older sister, Helen, who was with her, said that Peggy no longer showed any worries whatsoever after watching the peaceful last hours of her little sister. Dear children, we are all destined for heaven. Some will go there sooner, some later, but we have to every day be prepared to go there and know that it is not God's will that we should go to purgatory, but He wants to receive us right at the hour of our death, at our own particular judgment. That's why He has established the sacraments and His church, and especially the sacrament of penance, so that we could be remitted from our sins already on this earth, and that we wouldn't need to be going to purgatory. And that's why Peggy's priest could answer her that she would not have to stop off anywhere, but will soon be with God in heaven. So children, think always heaven as your true and everlasting home, and remember those very important words of your first and second grade catechism, the catechism what Peggy O'Neill loved so much. God made me to know Him, to love Him, and to serve Him in this world, to be happy with Him forever in heaven. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.